I know we're all looking for the blessing of God on our relationships.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. How to live out the great commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
God has written down in the Bible how to make relationships work. And when we do it like it's written down, they really do work. Learning to love Him, love others, and Jesus says, upon those two greatest commandments depends all the law and the prophets. Everything is written, the whole Bible. It all relates to loving God and loving others.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. How-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, even your kids. It's time for Great Commandment Radio, daily, biblical, practical how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments. And you're going to love this week's topic, and I know you'll know someone who wants to hear this week's topic. It's how to experience children as your nearest disciples, or perhaps just getting them to do what needs to be done without being asked, with the right attitude. Well, all of those things and more we'll be talking about this week on Great Commandment Radio. Dr. David Ferguson will be with us, and we have a special guest this week, Terry Ferguson Sneed, his oldest daughter, and with him the co-author of Parenting with Intimacy. We have a lot of material to cover, so let's get started. Off we go to Dr. David Ferguson and Terry Sneed.
Well, welcome to Great Commandment Radio, and we're excited that you've joined us this week, and also I'm excited to have daughter Terry with me this week.
Hey, it's good to be here, Dad.
And we're looking forward to the week with you. As you would imagine on Great Commandment Radio, we're talking about the Great Commandment, it's called, and that one talks about our loving of God and loving our neighbors. We sometimes say the word neighbor there is the word near ones, and parents, guess who some of your near ones might be? They'd be called children. In fact, the Bible also calls them, you ready for this? Gifts from the Lord. Now, Terry, do you really always see Madison and Jonathan as gifts? Putting you on the spot right now.
Yes, sometimes gift that I want to return.
Yeah, that's
return
right.
To sender, please.
Yes,
some
right.
Days.
Yeah, spoken honestly as a mom. And so, now, the grandfather would never let that happen.
No.
Because we only get those opportunities to just be with them in all those just perfect moments. And then when they begin to get a little testy, then we return them to moms and dads. All week long, we're going to be talking to parents. Parents, we're going to be talking about your children as your nearest disciples. They really are some of the near ones in your life. God wants you to be loving. And he's hopeful that they will become a part of your heritage, your legacy of the Lord, as they become really faithful disciples. Children as your nearest disciples. We're glad you've joined us this week. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find a free download for the week that'll overview everything we'll be talking about concerning some of the important goals that you have for your children at different stages of life. Do you have some particular goals for them? We're going to try to make it simple for you. On today's program, here's the first simple goal we'll be focusing on, and that is between birth and age of 6. If you've got preschoolers, if you've got a 2-year-old, the first goal is we want them to do what they need to do. In other words, whatever it is they need to do, they do it. Whatever they're asked to do, they do it.
What a concept.
What a concept. Let's keep it simple. In other words, if it is, you know, pick up your toys, they pick up their toys. If it is, you know, put on your socks. If it is, don't throw the food on the floor. Whatever they're asked to do, they do it. Imagine that. That's the simple goal we'll be talking about as we develop children as our nearest disciples. Again, be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find the resources for the week. We've got a Parenting with Intimacy book that was authored by myself and the famous author across the table from me, Daughter Terry Sneed. We're excited that you've joined us. You'll find a resource there called Intimate Family Moments. Would there be some of you out there that are suffering under the condemnation that you know you need to be doing something spiritual together as a family, but you haven't a clue what to do? If someone said to you, we need to do family nights and bring our family together and do something spiritual, Intimate Family Moments will give you resources of what to do. Both of those books together will give you access as a free gift to something called Great Commandment Life Online. If you're into the internet and all that kind of gizmo stuff, that's something Terry helps me with. That's
gizmo.
Not me.
Yeah, the internet.
That's probably not even an accurate description, is it? Have I dated myself?
The World Wide Web.
Oh, okay, that gizmo. Okay. Well, if you're into that World Wide Web thing, we've got a free Great Commandment Life Online subscription for you that'll give you family night ideas. It'll help you parent your children. So all week long, let's talk about making our children our nearest disciples. Now, Terry, you've actually got two in this first stage we're talking about.
Yes.
That the simple goal of these first 6 years is that the child does what they need to do. Now, let's talk about that one.
Boy, you know, with Madison, when she was two, I had some serious reservations if we would ever accomplish this goal. One particular family vacation, I remember just thinking, I'll never travel with her ever again. But you know, she's now five, and she started kindergarten this year, and she has begun to do what I ask her to do and to do what her teacher says to do. And so we've really seen great strides in her. Now, Jonathan, he is two, and we're still working on this one. You know, when I tell him to stop spitting, I want him to stop spitting. I've decided, you know, that I don't know where he gets this. That he doesn't see this behavior modeled in our home.
Kind of a boy thing.
No one spits in our home. And so we're working on no spitting. And that's the goal of this stage, of when you ask them to do something or you tell them to stop doing something, that they comply.
When I'm asked to do something, I do it. When I'm asked not to do something, I don't do it. Let's just focus on that. It'll help you simplify your journey as a parent. Now, for some of us, that's going to be a challenge to simply focus on this one issue. But in our teaching segment, I think what you'll find is we're going to begin to give you some great insights as to how you, in this beginning journey, can focus importantly on how it is that your child begin to have the cornerstone foundations of what it means to be a faithful disciple. Remember the Bible that talks about often that we, as faithful followers of Jesus, would simply just hear his word and do it. That's in essence what's going on with children. When they have the opportunity to simply do what they need to do, they do it. But you know, parents, to lay the foundation in their lives is a challenge to us. There's going to be some important things we'll journey all week long to look at to say it's not only about our children. And I know this has been true in my own life. It's to realize that the most effective ingredient in parenting is probably what's inside of me. How do we prepare ourselves? What's some of those challenging questions that might help us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I am married as a parent, I have to ask myself, do I spend meaningful, uninterrupted time alone with my spouse at least once a week? You know, Wayne and I are so excited that fall is here because our church actually provides some monthly parents night out where they babysit our kids, and you know, those are just one of those meaningful times that we get to spend alone and give to one another so that I have something to give to my kids.
Mm-hmm. And that's the first challenging thought. It may sound strange, we're talking about parenting here, but it's to say if we're married, there needs to be those times where we're investing in our marriage relationship. Bringing security into our child that's happening. Mom and dad are getting along. Whoa. and the replenishment from that marriage relationship. It's kind of like my wife sometimes used to say, let's be together as big people. We need some big people time so that we'll have the energy to be effective parents. How about another challenge for our audience?
Well, let's see. I need to also look at, in our teaching segment, we're going to talk about how this whole issue of imparting some things to our children begins with relationship. And so I need to ask myself as a parent, am I not only spending time with my spouse if I'm married or other adults if I'm single, but am I spending uninterrupted, meaningful to my children time with each of my children at least once a week? So that means what was meaningful to Madison yesterday was for me to get down on the floor with her and play dolls and grooming a pretend puppy. That meant that was meaningful to her, and it was me and Madison time. Yesterday, it was meaningful for me to kick the soccer ball around with Jonathan. That was meaningful to them time. That was just for each of them.
Mm. Now, oftentimes, as some of you know on Great Commitment Radio, we talk about that as entering into another person's world. So, parents, we're talking about that a part of what Christ did for us was he left heaven and he entered into our world. And so now, for our children to be our nearest disciples, then we've got a Terry who is entering into the world of a pretend dog with Madison and into the world of kicking soccer balls with John. That's a part of what it means to lay a foundation for children as our nearest disciples, just like Christ has done for us.
David Ferguson and Terry Snead. Now, together, they co-authored Parenting with Intimacy, and you can own the book by visiting our website. In fact, we'd recommend teaming that book up with another resource we call Intimate Family Moments. You know how you're supposed to have quality time with the kids? And you say, yeah, well, what do we do without turning on the TV? That's how we wrote Intimate Family Moments. Practical how-tos for getting to know one another, experiencing Scripture together, learning more about God and each other, learning how to live out the Great Commandment in your family, Intimate Family Moments, also Parenting with Intimacy, very practical how-to step-by-step material on bringing up your kids as God intended, having the kind of relationship with them that God intended. Parenting with Intimacy, Intimate Family Moments. Now, here's the deal. This week, if you order both Parenting with Intimacy and Intimate Family Moments, we'll give you a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online, another resource for how-tos for loving God and loving others. Great Commandment Life Online, a free one-year membership when you order Parenting with Intimacy and Intimate Family Moments. Find out more, and of course, don't forget today's free download, too. Always a free download from Great Commandment Radio at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Back with more of Great Commandment Radio right after this break. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How to live out the Great Commandment. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, a challenge to relate the next time you step into the church.
Am I going to be able to love and what the Bible calls impart my life just a little this coming weekend? Maybe that's where significance is. Not in what we accomplish or achieve, but in how we express His love to a few others. Our world today is longing for more of that. And that's what makes our experiences together as the family of God either relevant or irrelevant as to how much of that is being experienced.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, even in church, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Children as your nearest disciples. It's strange, but true, and it can happen to you and your kids. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. Our special guest this week, Terry Ferguson Sneed, along with Dr. David Ferguson. They are co-authors of Parenting with Intimacy. To give you a taste of that resource, we're now going to take you to a Parenting with Intimacy workshop. Here's David on how the journey begins toward making your kids your nearest disciples.
Not long ago, I had the opportunity to be with a couple, and they were going through some major struggles over some workaholic tendencies on the father-husband's part. 70-80-hour weeks were keeping him away from his family, his wife, three small children. And as we began to explore the tension and the pain that was in their home, one of the things that he began to say was this: "You know, I think one of the reasons I keep working all the time and spending those 70 and 80-hour weeks is I feel more adequate at work than I do at home. I'm able to plan, lead, delegate at work, but when I go home, I've got three young boys needing a daddy." And listen to these words. He says, "And I don't even know what a daddy does." You see, his challenge was, how do I become caringly involved in the lives of my own children? And that's one of the challenges of today. It's maybe occurred because of a variety of issues, like, you know, many, many years ago, we had large extended families, right? I mean, it wasn't uncommon to have, you know, 10, 12, 13 caregivers around to be involved in caring for that child. Many years ago, we had those in a more agrarian economy, we had those social settings and communities that were really geared to care. But, you know, with a rapidly mobile society, breakdown of extended families, fragmentation of families, we've lost almost at times the sense of, how do you care? So we're going to be talking about a journey in knowing our children and becoming caringly involved in their lives. You know, and I can't think of a better place to look than in the first little lesson that we have from the Heavenly Father. Remember in Genesis chapter 2, we have the story of the Heavenly Father dealing with Adam. Remember, the Heavenly Father had made abundant provision for Adam. You know, Adam didn't wake up one day and say, "You know, I need to breathe, but there's no oxygen. I'm hungry, but there's no food. I'm thirsty, but there's no water." You know, when Adam realized he needed to breathe, the air was what? It was there. When he realized he was hungry, the food was already what? It was already there. You see, the Father had made abundant provision for Adam's needs. And that's the first lesson of parenting, I think. And in Genesis 2:18, there's a very insightful statement where God looks at Adam one day and he says, "Adam, it's not good because you're alone." Now, out of that, as we go through our time together, we're going to draw on a number of different principles, but one of them is this. You see, what just happened was the Heavenly Father knew Adam well enough to know what he needed, became caringly involved to meet that need, and in so doing, he removed Adam's aloneness.
Dr. David Ferguson, that's from the video and audio series that accompanies the book, Parenting with Intimacy. This week, when you order the book, Parenting with Intimacy, be sure and order Intimate Family Moments as well. When you get both, you'll receive a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online. Find out more by visiting our website. Don't forget, always, a free download for you or anyone you care to send it to at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Back with Terry and David right after this. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Living out the Great Commandment. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. With a question to ask yourself the next time you step into the church.
Am I there to fill in the blanks? Am I there to take the notes? Am I there somehow to kind of impress someone that I know the answer to this one? Why am I there? Am I going to be there? Am I going to be there to love a few people well in a deeper way than I have before? Am I going to be there to express an initiative of care to a few people walking down an aisle or greeting in a foyer?
Dr. David Ferguson, for more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
Well, the journey has begun. You and I as parents are off into the journey of children becoming our nearest disciples. And as we walk that journey together, part of what's really happening is that we are laying the foundation in their young hearts and lives, particularly during those early years through those early adolescent years up through age six, is that we're actually laying the foundation to affirm their worth. You see, that little child needs to sense their worth. They're worth things like our attention entering into their world. They're worth us being down on the floor playing with them, out kicking the soccer ball. They're worth our understanding, getting to know them, knowing some of their friends, some of their strengths. They're worth our occasionally apologizing to them, actually saying to them, "I was wrong to lose my temper. It was wrong of me to not keep my promise." They're worth our, the Bible calls it, confessing to them. That begins to lay this foundation. They're worth me praying for them. Parents, let's look for those opportunities to pray for our kids. Praying as we put them into bed at night. Occasionally praying when they're going through struggles. They're worth that. And they're worth our respect. Ask their opinion. I know this will be a stretch since we're focusing on wanting them to do what they need to do. But one of the ways we lay the foundation for them doing what they need to do is that they sense they have our respect. Give them a little choice on maybe what they might wear to school. I know that's scary, but pick a couple acceptable things they could wear and let them pick what that preschool outfit might be for the day. Those are some of the needs. And then practically, what do some of those sound like? Terry, why don't you share a few ideas with the listening audience of, you know, how we might enter into the life of our child and begin to affirm their worth so we can begin to see them mature as disciples in the Lord.
Sure. Spending even just a few minutes listening to your child and asking them for their ideas and their opinions and their feelings about things going on in your home. You know, you might ask them what they would like to see done as far as decorating their room. What color do they want it painted? What theme do they want? How do they want it to be arranged? Get their input. You might ask them if there are particular friends that they'd like to get to know this year and make a plan for how to cultivate those relationships. You might ask them if they have new hobbies or new interests they'd like to enjoy this year and how they would go about doing that. And then finally, you just might ask them how they would like to see improvements made in making your home more fun or their room more fun and that you guys can enjoy one another and spending time together. Get their ideas. Get their input. They'll be much more likely to be involved.
Now, think about this. You were worth the gift of Jesus. That's what the Father has said about you. Your children need to sense their worth. They're worth having their opinion asked. They're worth your investment of time. That's the foundation from which your child will begin to grow as a disciple and embrace doing what they need to do. That's part of the journey. We're glad you've joined us this week on Great Commandment Radio as we explore children as our nearest disciples. Tomorrow, imagine this, parents. We're going to focus on not only do our children need to do what they need to do, but they do it, are you ready for this? Without being asked. Without being asked. On tomorrow's program, you won't want to miss it. You may want to call a friend. Listen over the internet, greatcommandment.net. Tomorrow's program, Children as Your Nearest Disciples. Thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to being with you then. Bye now.
David Ferguson, along with his daughter, Terry Sneed, co-authors of Parenting with Intimacy, will continue our series on children as your nearest disciples on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio. And just like you tell your kids, how many times do we have to tell you? Visit our website. Please visit our website. We have a free download for you waiting for you today on behavior and expectations. And we have information on how you can order Parenting with Intimacy and a great resource entitled Intimate Family Moments. All of those quality family times you're supposed to spend, what do you do besides look at each other and try not to look at the TV? Intimate Family Moments will give you hundreds of biblical practical ideas. And Parenting with Intimacy will equip you to make children your nearest disciples. So go to greatcommandment.net for the free download, information on Parenting with Intimacy and Intimate Family Moments. And a quick reminder, if you order both of them, you'll receive a free one-year subscription to Great Commandment Life Online. Find out more, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net or toll free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, how to get your kids to do what needs to be done without asking.
You see, somewhere simply during those school age years is where we move from an external pressure for them to do what they need to do to an internal motivation. Sound like fantasy world? Let's hear from Mom Terry, who has a 5-year-old who's about to enter this stage. And are you seeing glimmers of hope that this might happen?
There is. There's glimmers of hope. And it's not Fantasy Island. It's reality.